say a couple things and take some questions, if that works for you guys. You know, first off, just want to thank the Ford family and the Lions organization for entrusting me to lead this team into the future for at least the next 5 years, hopefully more than that. But, you know, I can't thank them enough. Got to thank my teammates and coaches as well. You know, obviously without those guys, none of this would be possible. And then the fans, you know, sticking by us through thick and thin. And you know, I'm just happy that I'm going to be here for another five. You know, getting this team going in the right direction. I promise you, nobody's going to work harder than me to get this team going in the right direction, winning games you know, going to the playoffs multiple years in a row. That's the plan. That's the whole reason, you know, I signed this deal is to be here and turn this thing in the right direction and make sure it stays that way for a long time. You know, I'm excited about it. You know, I can't wait for the season coming up. Just thanks, you know, to the front office working hard on this. I know it, you know, it seemed like it took forever, but it was, you know, a deal that I'm extremely happy to sign and you know, happy to be here for a long time. Yeah, it is. You know, that was, you know, one of the reasons, you know, that was in my head early on for signing it is, you know, I don't want to go for the next 3 years talking about, well, you got 2 years left. Now you got 1 year left. Now you're getting franchised. Now you're, you know, I mean, that's just something I'm not about. I want to be about the team. I want to help the team out if I can and cap space, whatever it is. I want good players around me as a quarterback. You know, it doesn't hurt to have weapons. And you know, if I can help out any way I can, I'm happy to do it.
Is part of this deal really give cap space to help with any roster moves they might want to make the rest of this year and going forward?
You know, I would assume so, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, the plans, obviously. Nobody does. You know, you come into training camp, people get cut and signed and all that kind of stuff. But I know it creates some space, and you know, I was happy to do it. I, like I said, I want this team to be great. And in order to do that, you got to have good players. Anything I could do to help that, I'm all for it.
Why did you guys go with 3 years as opposed to possibly a longer extension?
You know, it was just something that, you know, I think the front office here and my agent had kind of just talked it through. And you know, that was one of the first things we talked about is length of it. You know, I think it obviously it solidifies me here for another five, which is fantastic. And it also gives me the opportunity to, you know, be 28 or 29 maybe and have a chance to do another one here and stay here for a long time. So, you know, it's just the way it worked out this year. And you know, it's the number of years is insignificant to me.
How much did you consider taking the, you know, Joe Flacco gamble where you come off a really big season this coming year and you can obviously capitalize?
You know, there are people out there that wanted me to do that, and I thought about it. But I wanted to do what was right for the club and what was right for me. You know, like I said months ago when you guys didn't believe me, I said I'm not in it to sign mega contracts. I'm in it to win games and you know, I'm happy to be here and I'm happy to you know, to do what I can to help this club and get as many players around as we can. I don't come in here and work harder or play harder or practice harder because I'm making this much or that much. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I understand I'm extremely blessed and very lucky to make what I make, but at the same time, it's not on my mind every day. I'm out here doing this because I want to win, and I've always been that way.
How does it change your life in terms of taking care of your parents, or, you know?
I don't know. You know, I'll let you know. but you know, it's obviously a blessing. Like I said, you know, it's an unbelievable opportunity for me and for this team. So I'm excited. I haven't even thought about it, honestly.
How much has your mindset changed from now to signing your first big deal?
You know, I think, you know, I've spent the last 4 years, you know, making this locker room mine, and you know, I think this helps solidify that. I think the guys in there understand that and know that, and you know, it's obviously a great, you know, gesture by the club, you know, to understand that and to. You know, to back me. And like I said earlier, I appreciate it, you know, all the from the top down, the Fords, you know, to through the front office and the coaching staff and their belief in me. And you know, it's a great honor.
We're a little more than 2 weeks away from the start of training camp. All this is going to start. Where do you think, where do you think you stand now? Where does this team and roster stand with camp approaching?
It's an exciting time. You know, I feel great physically, mentally, and ready to go. I know all the guys are. you know, we're excited to get back out there as a team and kind of get the bad taste out of our mouth from last year. You know, I'm going to be the one spearheading the charge you know, getting us going in the right direction.
As someone who lives here year-round, how much more do you appreciate, like, you know, how much they're dying for a real winner here as opposed to when you came in here and heard some of the names, you know, thrown around that, you know, they'd
yeah.
for a guy like you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you get a taste of it everywhere you go, and I understand that. And it's you wouldn't want it any other way as a player. You know, you want to play for a passionate fan base, and that's what we have here. And we're lucky that they expect the best out of us, and we intend to give that to them.
Just the nuts and bolts of the process. You signed it today, and just mm-hmm. how quickly, you know, it all came together here at the very last.
Yeah, signed about 5 minutes ago. but you know, been in the works for a little bit, and just trying to you know, hammer out the details, obviously that kind of stuff. But it took a you know, an incredible amount of work from Tom and my agent Tom too. So I appreciate all their hard work, and you know, I'm just the lucky guy that gets to sign it.
And what's your day?
Yeah, that's why I'm still sweating. I just ran this morning and actually gonna play a little bit of golf. So,
how far did you run?
I was just running on the treadmill for yep.
The money. I mean, it's obviously, you know, significant. There's no not playing that, but Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, some of those guys are
yep.
a tier above. What do you need to? How do you view why they are a tier above right now? What are you missing that they have?
Hopefully a Super Bowl ring.
Is that it?
You know, that's what those guys have. League MVP, Super Bowl rings, years of experience doing it, all of that. And, you know, I think that's what is a great opportunity for me in the next 4 or 5 years is to get to that level and, you know, hopefully stay with this organization for a long time. I think it's just continuing to improve in every aspect, leadership, on the field, off the field, whatever it is, just trying to take control of this thing and make it go in the right direction. And, you know, I think our front office did a great job this offseason in giving us weapons, offense, defense, special teams. It didn't matter. We went out and got guys, it's great to see that kind of, you know, dedication and commitment from them, and it makes us as players, you know, excited for the year to come, you know, we're definitely excited for this year.